The Wisconsin Project is part found postcards.
Most of the ones we find that maybe fascinate us the most are just the photographs of emptiness, really. There's just very little happening in the picture, almost to the point where, really, somebody took this and why? And, you know, it definitely was an illustration to a concept that's lost.
And then you got to think about who sent that postcard.
Yeah. And I think a lot of them that we end up finding never were sent because they had no appeal.
It's the lack of appeal that appeals to John Shimon and Julie Lindemann. Besides curating postcards from the early to mid-20th century, they take vintage camera equipment to rural Wisconsin and document the modern mundane.
We have quite a few pictures of quick trips, which are absolutely the hub of most small towns. You can buy food, newspapers, milk, treats, hot dogs, it's cheap, gas, and banks, houses. We're really intrigued by vinyl siding. So if we find a particularly attractive house with some really plain, the most plain, subdued vinyl siding where every detail has been obliterated with vinyl siding, we will photograph that, especially if the windows are symmetric. And we always remember one of our friends, our young friends from Manitowoc, telling us that vinyl is final. When you side your house in vinyl, you're there.
Shimon and Lindemann plan to spend the summer combing Wisconsin's horizon, documenting a disappearing agricultural icon.
Harvest store. So it's the word harvest and then store. Harvest store.
Those are the looming, shiny, midnight blue metallic silos once built in Wisconsin.
We've been photographing the landscape more so, and the countryside. And one of the things we started to notice slowly is the silos that are on the horizon, and thinking about what does it take to mess with the horizon to that level. Wow, you know, you're just going to put up four big, tall monoliths and totally change the horizon that everyone's going to see. And we were very moved by that.
Because of factory farms, Shimon and Lindemann say harvestors are becoming obsolete.
We have very profound memories of the harvestor coming to our rural area and very prosperous farmers putting them up. And, you know, it was like a big deal. It was a sign of achievement and progress. And this word progress was used a lot. So it's really funny for us, I think, now to see the sun setting on the harvest store. And that is the best time to photograph them, when the sun sets, because they glint in this beautiful way.
They hope the Wisconsin Project blog will help people step back and look at their surroundings in a different light and appreciate the landscape for what it is and what it might become.
Someday there might be a nostalgia for harvest stores, and we'll say, why did we tear them all down?